If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Revelation chapter 21. And we're going to start with verse 16. This is my message. I'm going to preach on heaven today. I think this is a very fitting with everything that's been going on today, with all the songs that have been sung. I think this is very fitting what the message is going to be about. I actually taught on this last Sunday night. And I want to preach on it today, and I'm going to teach on it, preach on it again today. I really enjoyed this, the series of lessons that I did on this. I did one on hell. I did a couple on heaven, and there's a lot of different places that talks about heaven throughout the Old Testament, throughout the New Testament, and this is the main place that it talks about here in Revelations. And I think this is very fitting with everything that's been going on today, and hopefully the Lord will bless and it will speak to your hearts as it spoke to mine. I really enjoyed this series of lessons that I taught on. But we're going to start with verse 16, and just a second here. Let me turn there myself. Say it again. Louder. Okay, I'll definitely be louder. Give me a minute here. In this passage of Scripture, we will see that God is laying the foundation of heaven, and He's describing what heaven is like, and He's talking about how what heaven will be, is talking about what heaven is going to for us as a believer in Christ. And we see in this passage of Scripture that this is the city of gold. You know, Ponce de Leon, when he came here in came here to North America, Central America, and he was doing his exploration, or whatever you want, exploring, he was searching for two things. One of the things that he was searching for was the lost city of gold, and he was searching for the fountain of youth. And you know, after I heard that, I was like, man, he is searching in all the wrong places. Because here in this passage of Scripture, we're talking about a city of gold, and we're talking about how we can know that we're going to heaven in between of all that, the fountain of youth, if you want to call it that. And you know, this passage of Scripture, of course, to give you in the time frame here in this passage of Scripture, we see that this is right after God destroys the earth and He destroys the heavens as we know it of today. He destroys it and He creates a new heaven and a new earth for us. Then He brings the heaven that we're dwelling, and He brings it down and He lets it hover over the new Jerusalem on earth. Now, how that's going to be, I couldn't tell you. What it's going to look like, I couldn't tell you, other than the fact of what I just described. And we know that this heaven is going to be huge. When I say it's going to be huge, the Bible describes heaven as a four-square city. When it says that it's a four-square city, when you go across the state line of Texas, it says on the sign there, 1,000 miles to the state line. Now, the four-square city, I'm getting ahead of myself in the message here. The four-square city is talking about how big and how long it is. It is 100? I'm getting ahead of myself. In fact, let's go ahead and read it. I'm getting ahead of myself. And it says, in the city, length four square, and the length is the large as the breadth. And he measured the city with a reed of 12,000 furlongs, and the length and the breadth and the height of the are equal. And it says there in verse 17, and it says, and he measured the walls thereof, it were 144 cubits according to the measuring of man and of angel. And the building of the walls were as jasper, and the city was pure gold, and unto clear glass. And the foundation of the walls of the city were as garnished with manner of precious stones. I want to stop there for a minute. So we see that this is a city of a four square city, and 400, what was it? How long was verse 16? It says here in verse 16, it says that it was 400, the length of it was 12,000 furlongs. To give you an idea how long 12,000 furlongs is, that is 1,500 miles one way. It is a square. Now, I've worked in construction, and I've worked in construction all my life, and I've seen construction buildings, and I've seen how houses are built, and you can look down that wall, and there's a wave right in the middle of the wall. And you know, when it says that it is a square city, you can take a square and stick it up to it, and it is a true square. So we see that it is a 12,000 furlongs. It is 1,200 miles this way, or 1,500 miles this way. It's 1,500 miles that way. It's 1,500 miles up. And so we see that this is a city that we're going to go to one day if you know Jesus Christ. And yes, this is a city that we should long to know Him and see Him face to face. This is a city that, yes, it is a true square city. To lay it out, you know, this, I forget how big it was. If you were to lay it out in a map and flatten it out, it's several millions of miles big. To give you an idea how big the city is, it's 1,500 miles wide, 1,500 miles long, 1,500 miles high. It's huge. This is not just some place that is it's not some place that is a small place that we're just going to live there for eternity with God. This is an actual place that we represent, and we represent, and we represent of who Jesus Christ is and what Jesus Christ is doing in our lives. We become an ambassador for Him. This is a four-square city. Not only is it a four-square city, but we also see in this passage of Scripture, we see here in this passage of Scripture that it's a city of gold. Excuse me. It's the city, it has city walls. Look at verse 17 and 18. And it says in verse 17 and 18, it says, "And he measured the walls thereof were 144 cubits according to the measuring of man and angel." To give you an idea how big these city walls are, it just says wall. So I'm assuming it's just one complete wall all the way around. To give you an idea how big the city wall is going to be, it equivalent to between a 15 to 20 story building. That's how high the city walls is. It measures it out. If you were to measure it out, it measures it out to the torch of the Liberty, torch of Liberty, to give you how high the city wall is. What is a picture of us? Why do we have fences around our houses or our backyards? We like privacy. We like comfort. We like security. We like to know that we are going to be secure in where we live to keep the bad people away. And this is a picture of how God has put a city wall all the way around so that we can have security in knowing that we are going to live with Him eternity and forever and ever and ever too. And here we see that the city walls are huge. This is not some little bitty place that we're going to spend eternity with Him. This is a place that we're going to live with Him forever. And here, I think as Christians, we lose sight of what we're going to go to. We lose sight of what the city is going to be like. We lose sight of what the city is going to be for us. And here we see that the city walls is a place of refuge, is a place of security. It's a place of wanting to go and rest with Him for eternity. You know, the Bible refers to it in Psalms. He refers to his Psalms. He says, "The Lord is my rock. The Lord is my refuge. The Lord is my place of I can go hide to." And here we see that the city is representing, the walls representing the rock and the refuge. And it's a place that I can go and rest with Him for eternity. And yes, this world has, it takes a toll on us. Yes, this world takes a way of living. It has a place that it takes away from us. And you know something, I'm going to be honest with you. When we're young, we think that we're invincible. And we think that we can conquer the world, and we have the world at our fingertips. And when you get old, you say, "Oh me, what happened to me? Where did my life go? What happened to when I was young?" Here we see that this city that I'm talking about is a city of, it has a city wall so that we can have a place of refuge. This world has a way of taking a toll on us if we're saved and we know Him. It's a place that we can go and rest. Not only is it a place of going to rest and we can have and we can go and live with Him eternity, but it's also, we also have, we see that it's a city of pure gold. And that's also in verse 18. It says there in verse 18, it says, And the building of the walls of it was of jasper. And the city was pure gold. Look at the last part of that. It says, like unto as glass. I want to stop here for a minute. What is the most desirable thing that a man could ever have and want? It's gold. Why? Have you ever stopped and wondered that? You can take and spend it. You can take and keep it. You can take it and wear it on jewelry and necklaces, and you can wear it as far as earrings. You can do anything just about with it. But here we see in this passage of Scripture that we're going to a place that is a place that is a place where I'm going to dwell. And the Bible says in John 14, it says that it is a place that I have a mansion that is waiting for me in there. This mansion is not just a small place. It is a mansion that is going to be huge. You know, there's a place in Asheville, North Carolina called the Biltmore Estates. I don't know if you've ever been there or have ever seen pictures of the house. It is a beautiful house. The grounds are beautiful. It's well upkept. And you know, it was said that when he built it for his wife, he said that his wife did not like the house because it did not remind her of New York. But he built the house for it. It had over 120 some rooms. You can go and tour this house, and you only get to see a third of the house. And you know something else? It not only do you see it get the third of the house, it takes you about an hour and a half to walk through it. And I've thought to myself, whoa, man, if man can build something like that and see how beautiful it is, what is heaven going to be like? And here we see in this passage of Scripture that is a place of gold. Not only is it a place of gold, it's going to be a place that I'm going to have a mansion. You know something? My mansion is going to be bigger than your mansion. And we see in this passage of Scripture that this place is a city of gold. You know something? I long to go there. I am so longing to see my Savior sitting on the throne of heaven. I long to see Him. And you know something, it takes all the worries and cares of this world away. Because we have this, the city's wall represents a place of refuge. of security. Not only do we see that it's a city of walls and see the city of, do we see the city of walls there, we also see in the, we see in this passage of Scripture that it's a place of gold. It's just like pure gold as glass. I've never seen gold that transparent. But according to the Scriptures, that's going to be almost as glass. Man, this is going to be a beautiful place. And you know, this is something I can call my home. I am just a pilgrim passing through. And one day I'm going to see my Savior sitting on the throne at the right hand of the throne of God. And not only will I see him sitting at the right hand of the throne of God, but I'll get to see the city walls. It's a place of refuge. I'll get to see my mansion that he built for me. In that passage, and we see that. Then also I want you to see in this passage of Scripture is that in verse 20, verse 11, we see that Jesus Christ is the foundation. Look at verse 11. Let's say, hold on a second here. I'm getting ahead of myself. Verse 19. Go with me to verse 19. And it says, and the foundation of the walls. Let's see. Hold on a second. Foundation. Yeah. Okay. And the foundation of the walls of the city were as garnished with all manner of precious stones. You know, I looked up the word foundation, and I believe with all my heart that the word foundation, it will be Christ. He will be the foundation of heaven. And here's why I say that. Go with me to 1 Corinthians. And I don't think I'm taking it out of context. Go with me to 1 Corinthians, to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And verse 10. All right, it says there, it says, according to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I, now the word I is referring to Christ, I have laid a foundation that another build thereon. But let every man take heed how he build thereupon. Look at verse 11. It says, for another foundation that no man can lay than that is laid, which is Christ Jesus. Verse 12. And it says, now if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and fire shall try every man's work according to what sort it is. And I want you to understand something here. We see that the foundation here is referring to Jesus Christ. And yes, there are 12 different types of foundations in heaven, the walls of the foundation, there are 12 different types, and each foundation represents a different type of stone that is in the foundation. In that foundation we see in heaven, we see that this foundation is given here, and it's talking about how there is no other foundation that man can lay, and he's saying to us, take heed how we build upon that foundation, and we should be wise as a wise master builder, because we should understand that one day that the works that we have will be tried by fire. And yes, they will be tried by fire. And yes, what has been done with Christ will be left, and the things that here on this earth will be fade away and be burnt. And yes, we as Christians, we get so wound up and so uptight in the things that we have here on this earth because we think that is it. And you know something? You know, one day those things that we have in this earth will eventually fade, and eventually we can't take it to hell with. We can't take it to the grave with us. When we die, we were born naked. We will go out of this world naked. And as we go out of this world, we can't take the wealth of this world with us, but we can go to a city that is a city made out of gold. And as we go to the city, it's a city of refuge. It is a city of place that I desire. It's a city of place that I'm going to see my Savior sitting at the right hand of the throne of God. It's a place that I know that I'm going to call home. And we see that this place here in this passage of Scripture, in this, we see how the foundation is laid. There are 12 different foundation stones that are being placed here in this foundation. You know, I'm so glad that the things of this world will eventually fade. And I'm so glad to know that this is not the only thing that I'm looking forward to. The things that I'm looking forward to is the things that I'm going to see in heaven one day. And you know something? That is a picture of how we should be as Christians. We get so wound up and so wrapped up with the things of this world. And you know something? We should not be wound up and not so wrapped up in the things of this world. The Bible says here, because it will eventually fade and it will eventually go away. But the things that will be tried and the things that are manifested before God and the things that are done with Christ will be stayed in the state before Him. And I want you to see that there is a foundation. And that foundation that God has laid for us as a Christian, we are to take heed of what we put upon that foundation. Because we can put gold, we can put hay, we can put stone, precious stones, we can put all these things upon that foundation. But if it's a checklist, and if it's a thing that we're to do, and it's a thing that we're to say, if it's a thing that we are to live the way we're to live, then it's all in vain if it's not done in Christ. And I want you to see, there are 12 different stones that are being laid here in the foundations of heaven. 12 different stones. And that represents Christ. And I want you to see, as Christians, we should be aware of what and how we are to be living as Christians. The Bible says that we are to be wise master builders. I'm not telling you to sell all your riches and give to the poor. I'm not saying that. What I am saying, what matters to God, is what you're doing with Him. That's what matters to God. Not all your wealth. Are we being obedient to what God has for us? Are we being obedient to what God wants out of us? That's what He wants. Nothing more, nothing less. Because, you know, one day we represent Jesus Christ. We represent that place called heaven. We represent this place called heaven. As we represent that place called heaven, we become ambassadors for Jesus Christ. And as we are to be ambassadors for Jesus Christ, if we're not being obedient to Him, how does the world look at us? They laugh and mock at us because we don't act like they do. And we're to be set apart, and we're to live a holy and just life before them. And that's why the Bible says that we are to be wise master builders before Him. And how He laid the foundations for us. And how He laid those foundations for us, and what those foundations look like, and how he had given us the footing to stand on, and how he had given us the rock that we can call home. How he gave us a fortress, and how he gave us all these things that we call home, and yet we don't live as though it is a place that we call home. We're too busy. As Christians, with all the other stuff in our lives, we get too busy and wrapped up in the things that we're doing. And we forget about God, and we forget about what God has done for us, and we forget about how he changed our lives. And we'll say, we'll just push it off into the back of our minds and say, it's not a big important thing right now. I'll just do it this way. It's no big deal. And it's fine. I'll live this way. It's no big deal, because I know this is the way I'm supposed to live. And I know that I'm supposed to live this way. And we leave God out of this picture. And as we see that the foundations, it is a foundation that is laid for us so that we can have a place to stand. It is a place of refuge. It's a place that we can call home. It's a place that we can have a firm foundation and footing of what we do and what we say and how we live. And this foundation is the foundation of Christ. It is the foundation of Christ. Then I want you also to see, go with me to Revelation chapter 21, verse 14. Not only is it a foundation, but also in that same foundation, there are 12 layers that God is laid out for us here in this foundation of heaven. It says here in verse 14, it says, go with me to verse 14. It says, and the walls of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. You know, I think it's an honor. It would be an honor for me if I was like one of the apostles and knowing that my name was going to be in the foundation. Knowing my name was going to be in the found in the foundation. You know, I don't understand why the names are there. I know that the apostles, they lived a godly life. I think it was Peter was hung upside down and said that he was not worthy to be hung upright side up when they crucified him. He said, I was not worthy to be crucified like Christ. So they hung him upside down. Thomas was another one. Paul was beheaded for his faith. And John was left on the island of Patmos for dead. They poured hot oil over him. And this is when he wrote Revelations. You know, also, that we also see in this passage of Scripture that the 12 apostles, they represent the 12 tribes of Israel. The 12 apostles do. And also, these 12 names that are written are going to be John, Paul, Peter, James, all the apostles that are given in the book, in the New Testament. They're going to be found in the 12 layers of the foundation. We see that the 12 apostles, you know, it was an honor. You know, put yourself in Paul's shoes for a minute. If he was, or James or John, it would have been an honor to know that your name was found in the foundations of heaven. I want you to understand something. This is for eternity, that we're going to be dwelling with him forever. This is a place that we call home. This is a place that we call, this is a place that we know that we're going to have security and all our needs met. This is a city of gold. And I want you to see as this place, as we see this passage of Scripture unfold for us, we see what it's going to be like in heaven, and how heaven and how beautiful heaven is going to be. And I so long to go there. The older I'm getting, the more I realize that this world has nothing to really offer me that's desirable. But we'll hold on to the things around us that it like we do. We'll get all bent out of shape when something doesn't go right and it protrudes on our way of living. You see, there needs to be a spiritual awakening in our lives, and that spiritual awakening needs to realize that we are a sinner and that we need him, and there should be a stirring in our hearts and lives of what Jesus Christ has done in our lives and what Jesus Christ wants to do through us. And that stirring only comes through having a hunger of what Christ and what Christ is doing. And it comes through reading his word. It comes through praying. It comes through having a devotional time with him every day. But we'll get all bent out of shape when something happens in our lives that we don't like. Have you ever stopped to consider, maybe God allowed it to happen? Have you ever stopped to consider, maybe God allowed it to happen to stir your heart up and to stir your life up, to get you to acknowledge him and what he is doing? In our lives? That's why the Bible says that we are to be wise master builders and what we put upon it. We represent the city of gold. We represent heaven. We represent the place that I call home. You know, it is going to be a beautiful place. It's going to be a beautiful place. Then I want you to also see, not only is it, we see the foundations, there's going to be 12 stones garnished with different types of stones that are going to be laid in this foundation. And the 12 tribes of Israel are going to be also in the name, are going to be in the engraved in the stones, or not 12 tribes, excuse me, the 12 apostles, I'll get it right, are going to be engraved in the stones. Not only do we see that, but also we see that the city has 12 gates. Look at verse 21. Go with me down to verse 21. It says here, it says, and the 12 gates were 12 pearls, were several gates, was of one pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent. It is going to have 12 gates on this place called home. The 12 gates that is referring there is going to be as pearls. You know, I've never seen a pearl, never seen a pearl not bigger than that. Can you imagine it's going to be a gate? It doesn't give the description how big the gate's going to be. Imagine it's going to be a massive gate. There's going to be 12 of them. Not only will there be 12, but there will also be, we see in the same passage of Scripture, there's also going to be there's going to be a street of gold. In that same passage of Scripture. It doesn't say streets. It just says street. One. Now, I don't know how that's going to look and what that's going to be like. Whatever that's going to look like, I don't know if it's going to spiral up or if it's going to be like a switchback, going back and forth like this, or if it's just going to be just one street. I don't know how that's going to do, what that's going to look like. But it's not only is it going to be a street of gold, but it's also going to be as transparent gold. You're going to be able to see through it. And you're going to be able to see. You're going to see the beauty of it. And you know, this is a place that I'm going to call home. I'm going to see him sitting at the right hand of the throne of God. And I'm going to see him. I'm going to see. That is when my faith will become sight. I'll be able to look on him, and I will be able to see where the nail-pierced hands, I'll be able to see the nail-pierced feet, I'll be able to see where they took that side and ran that spear into his side. Then I'll also be able to see his back, where they whipped him 39 times, and all the scars that he took just for me. That's when my faith will become sight. The moment I step into heaven, I breathe the breath of fresh air. And the moment I see him face to face, I will see him and I know when my faith will become sight. And I will say, hallelujah, praise God. And I'll be able to see him sitting at the right hand of the throne of God. I'll be able to sing a song that the angels cannot sing. What a Savior, what a Savior he is. Not only will I see it's a city of gold, not only there's going to be streets of gold, there not only there will be there's 12 gates of pearls, not only is there going to be a mansions in heaven, but also I will be able so to see, I will also see all that. Then also I want you to see in the same passage of Scripture, go with me to verse 23 to 25. It says here in this passage that the city needs no sun. Look at verse 23. It says, and the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it. For the glory of God did light it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. Verse 24, it says, and the nations of them which are saved shall walk in, and the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor unto it. You know, in Genesis chapter 1, it says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and the darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. And the Bible says that there was light. God created light for himself on day one. And that same light that he created for himself is also the same light that Jesus said that he came into this world, and he said, I am that light. It's also the same light that I have put my faith and trust in Jesus Christ. And you know something? That's also the same light that lighteth heaven. And you know something, as we see in this passage of Scripture, that same light that he's talking about is a light that we are to go and tell the lost about Jesus Christ and what Jesus Christ has done for them. But yet we get so bent out of shape when we don't feel like that it's not going the way we want it to go. And we get so bent out of shape when we don't like it. Oh, we need a stirring of the Holy Ghost revival in our hearts and lives today. And we need it to move, and we need it to stir us up and realize that we're a sinner and that we need him, and more than ever now and ever before. And we need to be moved by his presence as he moves us. And we see that not only does the sun, that there is no light, there is light in heaven, and that there will be no night. And the Bible says that there is no night, and that there's no need for the sun and moon. That those things will pass away because God said that he is light. And we see that in heaven, this is a place that we're going to live and that we're going to dwell with him for eternity. And you know, I have a hard time putting my understanding and my grasp of what is going to really be like and how for eternity. And how eternity is going to be, what eternity is really going to be like. Man was never meant to die. Man chose to disobey God, and when he chose to disobey God, that's when man died, when he disobeyed God. We were meant to live forever with him. And here, we're going to live forever. You have you ever stopped and wondered why man's trying to cure the age? Because man is never meant to die. Man wants to live forever. And the curse that God placed upon man is the curse that of death and hell. And yes, there is an afterlife. And yes, there is an afterlife. And what that afterlife looks like. If you know Jesus Christ, you're going to spend eternity with him. If you don't, you're going to spend eternity in hell. There is no in-between with God. You can't live a good life. You can't live a right way of living in order to go to heaven. You have to put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. And call upon him for him to save you. It's that simple. And it's that easy that a 3-year-old child can understand. Then I want you to see that, yes, we serve a God that has created heaven for us. And we serve a God that this city that we're going to go dwell with him forever, it's a city of gold. It's a place that we can call home. Some may call it paradise. Some may call it heaven. But I just call it home.